Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting third. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Buddy Blair. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Walesa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Russ Christopher. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Russ Christopher. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting second. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Otto Denning. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Milner. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Milner. And now, play ball. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic takes first base on ball four. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Krivic moves to second. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Weatherly. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Krivic scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly takes first base on ball 4. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Christopher covering, for the out. Weatherly moves to second. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boudreau. The throw from Hayes and he is out, Walesa applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau misplays the ball. That's an error on Boudreau. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming strikes out. 1 out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heath. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Heath steals second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heath scores. Keltner moves to second. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keltner moves to third. 2 outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mack. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Mack steals second. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Milner reaches second base with a double. Keltner scores. Mack scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Weatherly hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Krivic who is chasing the ball. Weatherly reaches third base with a triple. Milner scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-1 in the game. Hockett takes first base on ball 4. Bill Beckman now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops it up and throws to first, with Milner covering, for the out. 1 out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-1 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-1 in the game. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa can't make a play. That's a base hit. Fleming moves to second. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 0-1 in the game. Denning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fleming scores. Keltner moves to second. It's 5-1, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mack takes first base on ball 4. Keltner moves to third. Denning moves to second. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Milner hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops it up and throws to first, with Milner covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hockett strikes out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weatherly moves to third. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hayes for a passed ball. Boudreau moves to second. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fleming hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair strikes out. One out. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0-for-1 in the game. Walesa hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hockett, who is chasing the ball. Walesa reaches third base with a triple. Bill Beckman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckman takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a fly ball for an out. Walesa scores. Beckman moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-2, Indians. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Suter for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Denning hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hayes moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-2 in the game. Vallow hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hayes moves to third. Two outs. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blair for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Milner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallow, who is chasing the ball. Milner reaches third base with a triple. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Weatherly hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Milner scores. One out. It's 6-2, Indians. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hockett hits a pop-up towards short. Wallace settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to third. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fleming hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. Heath moves to third. It's 7-2, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Keltner reaches third base with a triple. Heath scores. Fleming goes all the way around to score. It's 9-2, Indians. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Denning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wallace scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 2. the Athletics will come to bat. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Walesa hits a pop-up towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Crash Davis pinch hits for Bill Beckman. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Krivic takes first base on ball four. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-3 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Fowler now pitching. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Milner strikes out. Hayes drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Milner out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Weatherly hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-3 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hockett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boudreau moves to second. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-3 in the game. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-3 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Milner fields it and throws to first for the out. Vallow moves to second. One out. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Walesa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vallow moves to third. Two outs. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vallow scores. It's 9-3, Indians. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.